Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Sponsored by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. MrAppliance.com.
On this day in history, 77 years ago, that's 1947, President Truman opened the first White House bowling alley. Eisenhower closed it down in 1955, but then Johnson and Nixon had their alleys built for themselves and their staff. When was the last time anybody went bowling? I like to bowl. I haven't done it in years.
I like to bowl.
Have you gone, Fred? Do you have your own ball? I picture you as someone who does. I love shoes.
Ooh, nice.
Does it?
It was a cost-saving move to buy my own shoes. Yeah.
Is it engraved, Fred, on it? Does it say an F?
No.
Abby, have you been bowling? What do the kids think of bowling?
I think it's hit or miss. I'm not a big bowler because I tend to break nails, and I'd rather not do that.
Yeah, Abby has really great nails.
So if I do go bowling, I like granny throw it or just like lob it down
with
your
hands.
Well,
actually, a lot of professionals bowl that way now. They just kind of cup it.
No.
Oh, yeah, because they hurl it down so quickly.
Oh, they do with all the spin, right. Yeah.
Mark, are you a bowler?
No, you know, I've gone two times probably in the last 6 years. One time at Alexa's birthday party, which might have been 2 years ago. I can't remember. Maybe it was last year at Main Event. But here's what I remember. Two times ago, Bob Womhoff, my friend, who is a financial planner, is retired right now, is a great, you know, charity in Honduras, and I've been with him there. Bob had a charity bowling tournament, and I've never bowled better in my life. I mean, I broke 150. I can't remember.
What?
I never do.
That's really good.
Three strikes in a row, so that's like a turkey, right?
Yes.
So coming off of that, then I go to Main Event to bowl, and I'm thinking, I'm coming in with a lot of confidence, right? Because I did so well the last time.
Oh, sure.
I swear to God, I don't even think I broke 80.
Yeah,
I was so bad. It was awful. And I'm not even so sure I had the bumpers down on that one, but it was so, I don't think it's my thing.
Wait,
I got very lucky.
80 with bumpers?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I think I'm kidding.
All right.
All I know is I was really trying, and it did not work.
I'd like to go, but I'm going to have to revisit that. I remember my dad had a bowling ball in the case that goes with it, and it was red and black. I was fascinated by that thing.
It is fun, and, you know, I think, those of us in the room here can remember ABC, Chris Schinkel. Wasn't it Schinkel? And others doing the bowling.
Burton Jr.
And of course, we had the Bowling Hall of Fame right across from Bush Stadium for all those years.
I would watch, I'd have to be desperate to watch bowling as a kid. And that's
Saturdays.
I watched too. The Department of Transportation Secretary, of course, our friend Pete Buttigieg, had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with the new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. Now, here's how it's supposed to work. Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. So if you take the credit or you take the alternative transportation, then you don't get it. This includes airline changing your itinerary the day before your trip, you know, stuff like that. Now, the delays covered would be, quote, more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights. So this includes tickets purchased directly from airlines. It doesn't matter if you got it there or a travel agent or even Expedia or Travelocity. It's all covered. So to be clear, you get the refund if you don't take the later, you know, the delayed or rescheduled flight. So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight the next morning if you opt to take it. That is accepting alternate travel.
All right, but what is the window for that? I mean, in my mind, the next morning shouldn't be, if you can get me on a plane, I guess if it's a nighttime flight, but shouldn't there be some sort of expiration date for when they get you on that flight? Because they sometimes wait a couple of days to rebook you.
I think that you can. In other words, if you just say no, then you're good. It sounds
then
like
you get
it
the
to
refund?
Me. I believe if you, yes, if you don't take the later flight, then you should be
sense.
Okay.
Real life example would be my wife was in Denver a couple years ago. I think it was just a little more than a year ago. And she was on, she had booked a cheaper flight with, I think it was Spirit. And the flight got canceled and they couldn't get her on something until 2 days later.
This.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so they weren't offering a refund. They were going to give a flight credit. Well, we never want to fly that airline again.
No.
So we
right.
ate about $700, I think. I don't know.
I hear that. This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation, you know, if you need to bail on a flight or because it was delayed. Okay, here's the other interesting thing. The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. Now, if they go beyond that, then it's on them. And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and did not get, like Wi-Fi or premium seat selections. So they're really trying to cover you. Have you had bags lost for more than you have, didn't you?
Yeah. Last year when we came back from Spain, they were lost for 5 days.
And I don't know what they're going to give you, but also, if they have to give you a refund in cash, so no travel vouchers within 7 days. Well, I don't know. I think this is going to confuse people for a while.
Probably.
And we'll just have to see how that goes. Okay. As we know, could I have insect news, please?
Oh, thank goodness. I just mentioned this, right?
Yeah.
You absolutely can't. But I got to do one thing because there's one thing.
Right,
okay.
Pretend
boom.
It's time for insect news.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Wiggins for that.
Yeah, I love that.
A sheriff's office in South Carolina had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound. Turns out, it's just cicadas. It's so loud, and there are so many of them, that people were calling 911. They were actually concerned. This is the big one because we have two separate 17-year and 13-year broods coming out. And once again, people are online wondering, can you eat them? That's the next question.
You can.
Fred, you remember?
I did.
Yeah, I remember you did.
Why?
Well, the botanical garden came in and they fried a couple up.
Oh, they were pretty good.
Yeah, no,
were they just crunchy and leggy?
They were crunchy.
Were they leggy?
Yeah, it was salty and not too bad.
It was like a carnival food.
Right.
Did you eat it?
No.
I was going to say, your friend, that would have shocked me. So if you really want to dig in, you can also really dig in and eat a couple of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dogs love them. I'm telling you. Like, I remember when one of these broods, I like the word brood. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that
word
a little bit more often.
Uh-huh.
But I remember my bulldog, when I had a bulldog, he loved cicadas. Loved them.
That makes me nervous. But I guess they're edible, so we'll just have two of them eating.
There were no negative reactions.
He
ate them like candy. I swear to God, and nothing ever happened because of it.
Alive or the shells?
Leave alive. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's delightful.
Maybe both.
Nabisco. Wait, you know what? I'm going to save that for Jane tomorrow. Do you brush your teeth with hot water? Anyone?
No.
No.
Okay. Apparently, this is a thing on the East Coast. Someone polled, thank you, over 11,000 Americans, and 37% say they use warm or hot water to brush their teeth. I found this bizarre.
Nope.
42% of people in the Northeast said, oh, yeah, we brush our teeth with hot water. 42%!
That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
That's because a weird feeling. Yeah.
It is a weird feeling.
Right. You know, if you accidentally hit it or if you've had the hot water on it.
We all have had that.
Yes, and you think, oh, well, yeah. Not in the Northeast. Maybe it's because it's cold there? Help me.
I'm confused. If that's true, that's bizarre. It really is.
They also
maybe there's
found
some East Coasters that can hit us on the
yes, please.
On the interwebs with
yes.
the Twitter, because that I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. Poll also found 35% of us usually keep the water running while we brush our teeth, Fred.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
Yeah. Because it's a waste of water.
Do you use an electric toothbrush, Fred?
No, my wife does. Okay. I do not.
So, I do not. I had one at one point.
It's funny because I've always had dentists tell me electric toothbrush, never did. And then we got one for Alexa, and now I use one.
Do you like it?
I think it's free. Yeah, because I think it's, you know,
vibrate
we always
the
focus,
plaque right off of there.
But we always focus on our teeth. But one of the, especially as you get older, unfortunately, the gums are very important. I think the electric toothbrush helps that a little. I'm just going with that. I don't really know what you're talking about. But
I liked it. It sounded believable.
I can use the word brood again if you'd like, too.
Brought to you by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service. Call them if you need an appliance repair. Go to MrAppliance.com. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, I didn't know this. Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan because he wore them in the ring. Did you know that, Fred? Fred is
nodding.
I knew
that one.
Wow.
Long John Sullivan.
I did not know that. And that's it for Sue's News.
But does that cover the donuts?
That's a solid question.
That's another random fact. 423. George Gray in the house. The Price is Wrong. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.